Hello.
Hello.
We finally got there again.
I got you again. Don't worry, mate. All right. I got you. It's a better recording this time. I'm Ben. I'm outside.
Yeah.
That's where we should start off with.
Right. As you can hear, today we have a guest, Brad Scott, the UK fighter, and he's also with the UFC. He was scheduled to fight tonight at UFC London. Unfortunately, he couldn't because his opponent, Jack Marshman, had to pull out because he couldn't make weight. And was told by a doctor that not to cut any more weight. So I'm going to ask Brad a few questions about that, and it's just overall opinion on the card for tonight in the UFC London.
Yeah, man, fire away, mate.
Yeah, with obviously your opponent tonight not making weight or being told not to cut so much weight, I've read something before about the UFC putting a bracket on how much weight people should be allowed to cut. Do you think that should be appropriate? Mm. Obviously, you signed a contract, catch weight,
yeah.
But do you think it should be?
Well, believe it or not, I actually come in over the 10%. So I was the one who got told off. When I come in, I was the one who was over 10%. And they allowed the fact that I'd just eaten breakfast because I was over my 10% of weight that I was allowed to cut. So I can only imagine what Jack came in at.
Oh, well.
Unless you come in dehydrated.
Well, I've got you on Facebook as well. And I read some of your comments. Then you obviously had a slight dig, but also were concerned about him. About him not being able to put a fork down. Obviously, you were concerned about his
I was
weight loss.
Genuinely concerned. I don't want anything to happen to him. Do you know what I mean? He's a nice guy. I daren't have anything actually happen to him. I'd be devastated if the poor sod ended up with anything wrong with him. But I just wish he'd come up to me and said, look, Brad, I fucked up. I bit off more than I could chew. Me fight at a catch weight. And I would have happily gone, oh, do you know what? That saves me getting in the sauna for 3 hours too. Let's do that. Do you know what I mean? And I wouldn't have even bitched and moaned about it.
Do you think it'd be right for the UFC or other organisations to put a bracket on how much weight you could cut? Because obviously it's happened before. Like Anderson Silva used to walk around at 225 pounds and then fight at,
man, I used to fight walk at around. 180. I used to walk around at that, mate, and then cut down, mate. Not now. I walk around a lot like that. I walk around. I do it in kilos.
Yeah.
European, obviously, British, as I call it. I walk around in kilos about between 84 and 88 all the time. When I was middleweight, I walked around at 90 to 95 all the time. So all I did was lose 5-6 kilos of body fat, look way better, and that was it. So Jack must have still been walking around at a 90 plus or 90 kilos, and that's why you struggle.
See, I know
much.
How hard it is to weight cut. I trained a few years at MMA, and I took a fight. I'd organised for a fight. I was scheduled, for my first amateur fight. 90 kilos, and I walked out.
Fuck me, how big are you? What, you like 6'6" or something? Fuck me, you're my idea. Yeah. You need to get you cut some ass and get down to 70.
You better be fucking bigger bone structure than.
Oh, you got a bigger bone structure. So you're so you got a bigger dick.
I was walking around at 94 kilos, and I agreed to fight.
Oh fuck! So was I. 90. I was still cutting to 70,
and I lost a stone and a half in a week. I ended up getting I got down to about 88 in a week and a half.
Oh.
And I ended up in hospital with a swollen heart. So I completely understand.
I'm not surprised, mate. Oh, my God.
I almost had a heart attack. In one day, I lost 7 pounds. So,
fuck me, 3 kilos.
So I can understand the weight cut.
I lost 8 pounds. I lost 8 pounds just after I got told Jack wasn't going to make weight. I lost 8 pounds in the sauna just to prove I could make weight. Just to prove that I was ready to go. And then I turned up to the weigh-ins. My name was scribbled off the list.
I can imagine how devastating that is.
Well, making weight without any motivation is horrible. See, making weight anyway is bad. But making weight for no reason is way worse.
Yeah, I can kind of understand, obviously, the devastation in it as well. And obviously, as I've seen on your Facebook as well, like, have you got anything sorted with your show money or anything like that?
They offered me a fight. You see, the thing is, right, they've been good and they've been bad at the same time, right? They've been great because technically they don't owe me fuck all, right? So the worst case scenario is I ended up fucking 8 grand in debt. But they have offered me $10,000 to keep me going until May 27th when they said they're going to try and get me on the Liverpool card, which to me, the Liverpool card is like, fuck yeah.
First time let's in get Liverpool, on it. Yeah.
Yeah, but then, I fought in Manchester, was like, you know, isn't it? And at a half hour apart, like, you know, fighting up north is way better than fighting in London. The Northerner fans are way more fucking, way passionate more fun. I know, which is weird. I hate saying that, being but the Northerners are way more fun when it comes to that sort of stuff. Totally lost track where I was at. Where was I at again?
Are you saying
I was just thinking about, oh, what a great time it was in Manchester.
Just sort of reminiscing about Manchester. Those
days were fucking. You're saying about
how the UFC are keeping you going with money till the 27th.
Yeah.
Obviously, because you paid for your training camp yourself. Obviously, the UFC don't provide that. You have to pay all that yourself. All fighters have to pay that themselves.
Yeah, but, people forget that. They think the UFC give you like some weekly wage or something.
Yeah. Do you think it'll change when, because obviously it's just been announced this week about the UFC gyms. Do you think...
UFC... To be honest with you, I've not been told anything about that yet and I'm not allowed to say anything yet.
Yeah.
So, I've seen it
on social media. There's supposedly 100 gyms around the UK. I don't know if the UFC are buying these gyms or setting straight up themselves, but it could eventually benefit like UK fighters like yourself or European fighters that come to the UK to train in these UFC gyms.
If they offer me a job in a UFC gym, that's near me, mate.
Because obviously you do seminars and stuff at your own gym and you work at your own gym and stuff. Yeah. If they turn around and say, oh, we'll give you £2,000 to go to a UFC gym and do it there, because obviously they're going to make more money, or for a weekend, so to speak.
£2,000 a month to where I'm from is quite a lot of money. I would have
it's a lot from I'm from as well.
I'm not a Londoner, mate. So, like, you know, people don't understand, like, there's London, then there's the rest of England. Like, in London, guys are earning, like, £15,000-£20,000 a month. Where I'm from, it's like, £1,200.
Well, where I live, it's an hour commute. We've got a direct train from our town to London. And a lot of people are buying houses and stuff here because it's so cheaper to live here. You can get a 4-bedroom house here for £150,000. Whereas in London...
You can't get that one from... You how much 3-bedroom? You're talking like 250,000 where I'm from, and I'm nowhere near.
You can get a luxury house for £250,000 here, but probably about 4 or 5 bedrooms. Wow, so we have a lot of people from London who commute because it's only an hour to London St Pancras, and obviously, these gyms, I just think it's gonna benefit. Obviously, like you said, £2,000 a month is a big wage, so to speak. So
it is for them, especially with my one-on-ones and that in between. I'll be clearing £5,000. that sounds good to me.
So another question: do you think enough is being done for the fighters with the current Reebok deal, with money and promotion-wise?
I don't know if I'm getting my Reebok money yet.
Also with the TV deals as well. I seen something the other day. I've got a lot of people from America on social media, and a few of them are on like NHL, college basketball, and stuff like that. And they released it that the UFC doesn't make any money from the TV deals. Or the fighters don't make any money from the TV deals.
Yeah, I got my check come through the post the other day for $0.00.
See, to me, obviously, with fights...
But in all fairness, that wasn't in my contract, so I don't really moan about that. I agreed to that, so that's my own fault.
That's another question I was going to get onto. Do you think it should be in the contract, or is there a way to try and get it into your contract that... obviously, like a situation like you've had this week, where your fighters pulled out, your opponents pulled out, that you should be given a compensation sort of money.
Yeah, that would be nice. I think, considering I turned up to fight, turned up ready, excited, on weight, injury free, I think I should be given, you know, compensated.
Yeah, obviously, it's not your fault that you've lost that money.
To be honest,
you've spent that money on your training camp.
Yeah, like I think I should be compensated. To be honest, I even think Jack should be compensated a little bit. Because at least he tried, but especially me, I fucking done it.
It's like if you went to your normal job day to day. I work in a warehouse. If I went to my job day to day and they were like, well, because you didn't come in Friday, we're not going to pay you for the whole week. It's kind of one of them things. I think it should be, a little more should be done.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with you. It'd be nice if I could walk away thinking, oh shit, the guy didn't turn out, but he's not going to afford to eat. Still that up, we'll wind a minute. Just getting a new glass of wine.
It's all right. You've gone to all that effort. You've earned a few.
You're damn right. I haven't had alcohol. And... I haven't drank in fucking weeks, man. I've been like a fucking yeah, insane.
Yeah, living off. I can imagine. Then obviously you just if
80% if they vegan, whatever it is.
Don't wanna, if they want to keep you on to the London card, the Liverpool card. Sorry, you can't go too wild.
I know, mate. I know.
It's like, yes, I can have a drink, and then it's months. Like, oh, well, you could be fighting in a month. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you can have, you can have
one beer.
The fuck is that? Half a glass. Go on. Go fill it up, you twat.
You're pissed up already.
Fucking hell, he comes back, brings me half a glass of wine. Get back over there.
He's trying to watch that. Wait for a month for you.
Yeah, get back over there and fill it up, you
No question.
Come back with a real glass of wine.
So, your overall thoughts on the card tonight? Any sort of upsets in like the main card?
Not in the main card. I mean, my man, Nadnan Mani's fighting tonight on the first fight. That's who I'm going to see. That's who I'm going to see. We're all going to go see Nad. Hopefully Nad's going to kick some ass.
So it's going to be a good card. And I like the fact that it starts at 5:45 as well.
The early?
Prelims start on Fightcast at 5:45. Main card starts at 9:00.
Wait a minute, someone just texted me saying, mate, I'm gutted for you. That fucking pussy bastard. I can't say any names because he's well known.
It's right, you can message me afterwards and I'll keep it to myself.
I can't tell you who this is because this guy is like a big name in MMA. But he's like, that guy is a fucking pussy.
That's right, message me afterwards, it's fine, I'll keep it to myself. I love all this juicy gossip.
He's like fucking parachute regiment my ass. You don't represent me. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. My mum just messaged me, right? Ready? Here we go. I will always help you out. Love you always. Oh, oh I see.
That's
nice.
What mums are for.
She's like, she goes, Where is it? Where's the one? I haven't seen your interview yet, but I've seen one beginning with S. I'm like, I said, What are you on about? She goes, I'm worried. I said, what? I said, I'm fine. You haven't got to be worried about me. I said, I love you. You know, I help your next camp. I said, don't worry about me.
Yeah, oh, that's the reason I had to stop.
Bless her.
That's what mums are for. I had to, after I had my...
Oh, she's so good to me. Bless her. She's so good to me. I couldn't ask for a better family.
Yeah, you need the support with the sport that you do.
I wouldn't be in the UFC if it wasn't for my friends and family. I'd have got there without my friends and family.
Mums are like that's the honest truth thing to it as well. Like if your mum says something,
Like
when I went through being in hospital, I text my mum because I'd literally just finished in the gym and I was meant to meet my mum for lunch. And the guy I was meant to be fighting, the guy he was training with, messaged me and said, "Like this guy's going to try everything not to fight you because he was only about 5 foot." And he loses a little short, fat, stumpy thing. And obviously, I'm 6'2". it was a massive difference.
I feel the pain. It's so hard being tall.
And so I was like, all right.
So hard being taller than 6'2".
So I was like,
being taller than 99.9% of the population.
Especially trying to keep a pretty face as well when you go into a sport where you're getting punched.
Oh, mate, I have gone beyond that point. I looked in the mirror the other day and I was like, who is this guy? Who the fuck? I got scars and cauliflower.
Well, for me now, it's not
like
MMA. It's kids that have done it to me. Popped up on my Facebook 5 years ago. And I was like, oh, who's that young, fresh-faced guy? Oh, it's me. What the fuck's happened?
Oh, you've been firing out
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, I've got two kids, so they're taking their toll on my face instead of people's fists. Oh.
One of my favourite fans, he comes to see me every time. He's I think he's disabled. He walks a bit funny, bless him. He's one of my favourite fans. I see him every time I come to London. He's always down there in the lobby, and I always give him a free ticket. And we were talking. He was telling me he was struggling to have kids because he was firing blanks or something. I shouldn't really be saying this. That's why I'm not going to say any names. But bless his cotton socks. He was telling me all these tips he'd done. And now he's finally got two kids, bless him. So I was like, oh, I was like so proud of him. I was like, oh, if I could give you more tickets, I would.
Yeah.
But luckily, he doesn't know it yet, but he's actually sat next to me tonight. I'm going to break his fuck. I'm going to get that cunt smashed.
Now he's got what he needs. He doesn't need it anymore.
He'd be like,
destroy all those testosterone things. They don't need him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
Bradley, I got kids at home, don't let that fuck it. Tonight is about me and you, kiddo.
It's one of the things. It's good to see fighters interact with the fans and stuff. Like, I literally, it was about an hour ago. I watched the on-stage interview with Paige VanZant and Michael Bisping and Dan Hardy.
Who are we without fans?
Exactly.
We are no one. We are people that are good at beating exactly. people up. We if you are had, no one without people that want to
If you had no
us.
Fans, you'd be doing it in the street. And it'd be classed as thuggers.
I did. That's why.
Well, quite a lot of people did.
That's why I got rejected my visa to America. That's why I was fighting in London as a late replacement.
My girlfriend's stepmom actually asked me when I first met her if I was a thug because I was training in MMA.
Mate, you can see why. Cauliflowered ears, ridiculously strong, good-looking jawline.
I had all the usual traits
that come with mixed martial arts.
I had a slight black eye as well. And she just sort of kept looking at me. She's been a copper. She was a copper for many years.
She was probably soaking wet, looking at me like, oh,
is this guy a thug? Like, are you doing the right thing here?
Mate, come on. She was probably looking at me soaking wet, thinking, this guy can look after me. Throw me a towel. I'm glad
we've both found new fans here.
I've had a couple
That's
of wines.
Fine.
And
it makes
coming up
for a better interview.
I couldn't be bothered to do an interview sober. I'd have been on death's door. I'm not fine tonight because Jack.
What a dick.
I'll go about my 50 grand and end up with fucking 10 grand because someone couldn't put the foot down. Don't worry about it.
That's the best. That's the comment I loved. It's not my fault he couldn't put the
foot
down.
Well, it's the truth, isn't it?
There's no point beating around the bush.
It's true, isn't it? Fucking don't talk shit and make out you're going to make weight on Facebook for weeks coming up to it and then not even come close. I was even nice enough to message him saying, if you, like, I would have done a catch weight. I've got it print. I can print screen it and send it to you. I was genuinely concerned about his health. I hope, because I got told to start off with, he'd fell over and banged his head. And I was like, oh my God, like, you know, thinking the worst. Like, I hope he's okay. And then I got told that what really happened is he passed out in the bath making weight. And I'm like, well, hang on a minute. I was concerned for your life.
Because obviously, if he's now it's like you disorientated going into the fight, and obviously it's messing with his head and stuff like
that. Oh no, there's no way you can fight if you've passed out, or if you've got it's not humane. If I hit him and killed him, I never would have forgiven myself.
Like obviously, if he'd ever told you that he'd passed out, or anyone had told you he'd passed out, and he'd gone to the fight, and something like that had happened, and he'd ended up with either a serious brain injury or worse case scenario, he'd have died. You'd have. That's your career over as well, and he sort of, in a sense, ruined your life because I killed someone because the information hasn't been passed on to you.
So you got no, like the UFC done their job. They were told that Jack passed out and hit his head, so the UFC
straight
said,
away.
"Right, you got to go to hospital." They said, "I then got a phone call before I'd even thought of making weight." You know, all I was doing was dehydrating from the morning, not having anything to eat, you know, done a bit of a carb depletion workout. And then I got told about 7:30 that Jack wasn't going to make weight and that he'd been rushed to hospital. And then I knew, as soon as I heard that, I was like,
I've seen it on social media then a couple of hours, obviously. I've seen your post on Facebook. And at first, like, the comments were a bit cryptic, like, and then I seen yours, like...
anything that was nasty, I deleted.
I work night shift, so I've seen bits bobs here and there. And
oh, so you saw all the savagery.
Well, I've seen it on social media that you'd missed weight or something.
You saw all
and
the
then,
savagery,
like, I seen
yeah.
your post, and then I seen a few of the comments, and then I thought, I'm going to keep up with this. And then obviously, I was at work last night when I messaged you to see if you would, and I didn't even realise what time it was. Because I was sat there and I was like, do you know what? I might.
I was cutting weight till 3:30 in the morning. I don't cut weight until late at night. I stay as hydrated as possible, and then I dehydrate as fast as possible for as short period of time as possible. So I don't cut weight till early hours in the morning. So I didn't get in until 5 a.m. I was on weight at 5 a.m.
Yeah, see, when you said yes, I was like, I need a half day at work.
I would have done it anyway.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'd have finished at 6 o'clock this morning and my girls go dancing, you see, so I don't go home till about 1:30. And that's me that's me awake till 2-3 in the morning now, till tomorrow morning. So it was like, I ended up getting a half day at work and I was like, yeah, got to go home. Loads of questions.
Yeah,
trying to figure all this. I was absolutely buzzing. Like, there was a guy at work and he was like, what are you so happy about? I was like, I've just started doing a podcast. I said, I'm trying to get into promo advertising and like social media management to help fighters gain more money within their contractual rights and everything like that has grown. Their fan base, their following, try and make them more money, try and get better contracts if I can. I said, and I've just had a guy that's meant to be fighting in the UFC tomorrow night. I said, and his fight's been cancelled. I said, and I went out on a whim and asked him if he'd do a podcast with me. And he was like, yeah. I said, and he said, yeah. I said, so I'm fucking...
I'm fucking
going home.
Say yes to everyone.
He's like, what?
You should have just rang me. You should have rang me. That would have been easier. Ringing me, he's like, I always say to people, I said, they go, look, do you want to get on? I say, yeah. And they're like, no, you won't. I said, mate, fucking hell, here's my fucking number. Just ring me. And if I don't answer, keep ringing me. Eventually, I'll answer. Don't worry about it. Chill.
I haven't got a laptop on the phone. I found this through Twitter, this app. So it's quite easy to do a podcast because I could save this now and post it straight through social media.
You sent me back to school. you sent me back to school, like downloading shit. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Invite what I want to get into, I was the like, same the other day. Someone said to me, you should really start an Instagram page. And I was like, what? They said, you should really start an Instagram page. I mean, me and you were born the same year. I was in 89 as well, but I was in February.
What year? Yeah. Oh, February. Oh, you're old. You're
yeah, so someone's like, yeah, download an Instagram. So I thought, yeah, do you know what? I'll set up an Instagram page or this, that, and if I got onto it, I was like, the fuck do I use this? I was like...
Mate, Instagram... What? Instagram's terrible.
Because obviously I want to get into like the promo side and everything like that and try and help fighters more brand awareness. So brittle their following, obviously, get more money or more of a fan base so they can share their knowledge and more people at cinema, seminars and stuff. So... when I done it, I was just like, it's just for pictures and videos. I was like, I do all this from home. Like, no one's going to want to watch a video of me with my kids.
You should do that on Facebook anyway. I went there one day, so I went to go into the toilet. I feel that will wind trust me. I'm fine. It's not that sort of interview.
just a friendly chat.
I try and get another glass of wine. And they're like, fuck off.
Just do it. It'll make it more interesting. Just do it.
No, I was like, oh yeah, Stewie, go fill that app. You think, fuck off, you better not.
Right. But I've got one more.
I ain't drank in so long.
It doesn't take long. I never drank in 9 months whilst I was training. And I had two beers. I went out and we had two beers and I was at home by 10 o'clock.
I've had more than that. I've got a few bottles of
wine. See, I don't normally drink now. I don't drink at all now.
I drink every night. People hate it when I tell them that. They're like, oh, what's your training regime like? What do you eat? I said, I eat pretty healthy. Do you have any alcohol? Yeah, every night. What? A bottle of wine.
It's one of your five a day. It's a fruit. It's one of your five a day. Well, more than one, but say it's your five.
And they're like... The best one is when I go spa someone that's meant to be really good, and they're like, "Fucking hell, what did you eat last night?" I said, "Oh, I had a bottle of wine," and they're like, "Oh, is it?" And I've just fucked them up and sparring. They're like, "What the fuck?"
Right, yeah. So two more questions.
Go on, mate. Fire away. Take your time, man.
I got interview after your fight with Ben Askren. And
with who
was it? Ben Askren.
Oh, Scott Askren.
Sorry, yeah. And
that's what I meant.
Sorry, looking at bits of paper here, and I've got different names everywhere. And
oh, mate, chill out.
I seen in your interview there was no love lost there. It's I like your brutality and your honesty.
The truth. Yeah, fuck you, you cunt.
There was a lot of shit.
Talk shit to me at the weigh-in.
There was a lot of shit in the build up and happened. Stuff. I watched all that, and then obviously I seen the fight. I thought like you. You performed out your socks, like, and then obviously I see in your interview and the questions that you were asked in the interview, it was just sort of like they were trying to patronise you in a little bit, and
yeah, trying to make you look like a cunt. Yeah, I know, and, it's become stupid. They just didn't. Apart from one person, it was really nice. That Severe Steve MMA name is. He was the only one. Well, actually, there was a couple, but he was like the only one that was like genuinely cared about what I fucking said. Yeah, but that's the problem with social media. Some people are so fucking backstabbing and slimy. But he's actually fucking sound. I really like him. Canadian Steve, I call him.
I just liked your reply because the interviewers were asking the questions. They were like, sort of, you could see it in their head. They were ticking over and you were like, nah, fuck him. Like, talking shit to me. Or they said, and they were just sort of like,
fuck you.
Okay. How do we get away
from this? What do you expect? If you can't go up to someone and say the respect ends there, what sort of fucking disrespect do you expect back?
Fuck you, cunt.
If you want to call me out, I'll fucking smash your face in. I fight because I like fighting. I don't fight because I like the sport. I like to fuck guys up.
Exactly.
So if you give me an opportunity to fuck someone up, I will someone up. That is why all of us fighters are
the same. I think too many fighters are getting a bit too commercialised, so to speak. They're trying to follow the brand. instead of being themselves. Obviously, you had people back in the day before, like Tito Ortiz, Ken Shamrock, Randy Couture. They didn't say things that people wanted them to say. And I think people now, like you, Michael Bisping, I'm even going to throw Conor McGregor in there. I know people don't like it.
I like Conor.
But yeah, people like you, Conor, Michael Bisping and stuff, you just don't care what you say. You say the truth.
I don't. I've made that quite clear.
You genuinely don't care who it upsets. And
I know, and that's what gets me in trouble.
And obviously, with the Ultimate Fighter, their motto is, it's as real as it gets. Well, why are all these clowns basically reading off a script and you've got like 10 fighters out of a whole organisation talking what they say? And then, yeah, like you said, with social media, they try and hide it.
Tell me what to say. I refuse. I refuse to say it, and that's why I get into
Yeah, they try and hide what you're saying because they know it's the truth.
Mate, you ought to see the debates I'm getting on Facebook. Oh, my God.
I've seen a few of them.
Oh, my God.
But
I've had people call me racist, fucking fascist. I'm like, what the fuck are you on about? I'm arguing for your point. Sometimes I'm even trying to, like politically, I'm not like a genius or anything. I'm not saying I've got a high IQ, but I like to read and do research. I enjoy like documentaries and stuff. So I'd like to class myself as the higher end. I'm not saying I'm clever at all. That's big.
You follow stuff you're interested in.
I'm a thinker. Yeah. Like, you know, and I say things as I see them. And if I see things bad, I say it how I see it. And that's one of the biggest things. And it upsets a lot of people on Facebook. Yeah. But I don't mean anything bad towards anyone. I'm just saying it how I see it. I don't mean
you
to put anyone
to
take offense.
Even if you did, it's social media. It's your opinion. This is
This is
what I don't get. There's so many people trying to follow suit on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, everything. They're all trying to just follow suit to keep people happy. Like, I've got people on it, like, they're effing and blinding this on Facebook and stuff. And you sit down and talk to them. Oh, I have a gin and tonic. And it's like, why are you trying to be posh? Like,
minute ago,
you shit yourself for the weekend
ago,
when you're on a night out.
A minute ago, you called me a cunt and called me out. And now you want to want a tonic for water and lunch.
Yeah. It's just one of them things.
Mate, you ought to see the abuse I get off Northerner fans when I was fighting Scott Askin. They're like spitting at me and calling me a cunt and stuff as I was walking out of the stage. It was like me, my coach, and Andy. So me, Stu Pike, Andy Cochran, and John Crouch from the MMA Lab. We were walking out from beating Scott Askham, and then all these fucking guys from Yorkshire come running down and like were spitting at me, throwing stuff at me, saying they were going to kill me and shit. I was like, mate, I just fucked your mate up. I'll fuck you up.
Well,
too.
I know Yorkshire's not too much of a good place. My girlfriend's from Doncaster.
I used to go to Yorkshire on a holiday as a kid. Mum and dad loved it, walking and shit.
The first time I went there to Doncaster, we got the train. Got to the train station, and there was about 30 kids there, all letting off firecrackers. And I thought, what a fucking welcome.
That's right.
And you
didn't get stabbed.
Yeah, I said to my missus, let's get in a taxi straight away. She went, why? I said, because I'm faster than you.
Yeah,
if you're not,
you'll get stabbed, not me. Right. I'm gonna have to love you and leave you in like 4 minutes. I've got 4 minutes
last
left.
Question,
you
then
fire away,
you
mate. You fire
night.
Away, mate.
Who do you think is the next up and coming star from the UK, or anyone to look out for?
I was gonna say me, but obviously now I can't. But I was gonna say I felt so good. I felt so good this camp. I was like, oh, you wait, do you see me fight? But now it's like...
Oh, don't worry, we'll be watching in Liverpool.
Nad. And actually, I'm going to go with Nad. You wait, do you see Nad tonight? Nad's fucking
That's
class.
That's
Nad Namani, the guy from Bristol, England. He sounds like a great carrot cruncher, but he's actually Iranian.
Is that the guy that fought Paddy Pimblett?
And
Paddy Pimblett was sick afterwards. And still managed to win the fight.
Yeah, not surprised. He kicked his ass. Yeah, but no, Paddy
lost. Oh, yeah, sorry, Paddy lost the fight, See, I caused the war on that. Because people were saying, Paddy's UFC standard, all this, that, and the other.
No, mate, he just got fucked up.
And was sick in the cage.
But Nad is good, though.
He looks like he's a good fighter.
I've seen Nad train boxing, kickboxing, and wrestling. He's fucking legit. Jiu-jitsu, he's a black belt under Pedro. Pedro's amazing. He's legit as it gets.
I thought I recognised his face when I seen him on the card tonight, but
he's fucking legit. He's fucking legit.
I'll be watching tonight and looking out for him. So,
I promise you he'll be good. I promise you. He'll be good. Sam, and he's fighting a good guy too, but I'm hoping Nas can win.
We've got the faith in the British guys.
Vadim will beat Volkov and Jimmy Emanuel will beat the other guy
too. I think it could be a night of knockouts in the main card.
Hopefully. Yeah. Let's try it. Let's eat a peanut. Fucking hell, peanut almost finished me off.
Right.
Mate, that peanut was closer than Jack Martin. Right, I'll let you go, all
enjoy
right?
Enjoy your night.
And you, mate. Thank look you after very yourself. Much for the podcast.
If right, you've no got any upcoming fighters that want to jump on it, send them my way. I'll be more than happy to...
I don't even know how to do it. I'll sort you out when I get to America.
If you message them, get them to message me or anything like that.
When I get to America, I'll get a little good guy. That's fine. You. There's loads of UFC guys. All right, no problem,
enjoy your night.
Cheers for that Monstars 10.
See you later. Cheers. All right.